Good morning. I'm meteorologist Dave Epstein. It's Tuesday, the 21st of May. Let's get to our weather wisdom. We have the dew points going up today, getting between, I'll say like 62 to 64, 65 degrees this afternoon for a few hours. Same thing tomorrow, and then a little higher, 65-ish, 66-ish as we head for Thursday. So I start with that because we have the heat coming in, especially away from the coastline. And dew points are going to be above 60, so you'll notice the humidity, but it's not going to be 70 degree dew points, so it won't be completely oppressive. But, you know, I'm sure many of you will have the air conditioning on because the strong sunshine this time of the year is definitely going to heat up the buildings. And in order to be comfortable, you're probably going to need to put the air conditioning on. Temperatures this afternoon are going to be in the mid-80s for most of us away from the coastline. By the way, before I get to Logan Airport, I just want to remind you, we are sponsored by Volante Farms. Volante Farms in Needham. They have all of your warm weather crops, tomatoes, peppers, eggplants. I even saw some corn there. Check them out. Volante Farms in Needham. Logan Airport, it might stay in the 70s, actually, right at the airport. And then, you know, you move west, you get towards West Roxbury, Rosie, Jamaica Plain, probably, you know, at least 80, maybe even into the mid-80s. So this is the time of year where things can be really different from the coastline inland, and that's actually the case, you know, almost any time of the year, but this time of the year in particular, with heat like this, it doesn't tend to penetrate towards the coastline as much just because of the cool ocean temperatures. But if you want to head to the ocean or the beach or something like that, water temperatures are, they're chilly. They're in the 50s, and that's where they're going to remain for the next few weeks until they start warming up a little bit more. And then once we get into, you know, late June, early July, then we get a sea breeze, and that's when temperatures at the coastline are much more comfortable, right? It's more tolerable and it's not the chilly, but we're not there yet. Now, in terms of sunshine, there are some clouds around this morning, depending on where you are. The clouds will get out of here. We'll get into the sunshine for most of the day. And then for tonight, partly cloudy down near 60, fairly good for sleeping. Tomorrow, we're back 85 to 90. Merrimack Valley, tomorrow and Thursday, probably close to 90 for you. So it could be it won't be a heat wave because it's not 3 days, but it'll be a two-day affair where some spots could nudge that 90-degree mark. And then as we head for Friday, there might be a gusty thunderstorm Thursday night, and then we'll just be near 80 on Friday. And right now, the weekend's looking pretty good with temperatures over the weekend, mainly in the 70s, falling back towards 70 for Sunday and Memorial Day on Monday. So a nice forecast, a nice stretch, things drying out. I don't think you need the air, not the air conditioning, but the irrigation. I don't think you need the irrigation just yet. I was checking my soil yesterday, getting ready to put in the garden this week, and the soil is still pretty wet. So we should be fine, even with all this heat. Might need it, depending on how long the dry spell lasts as we get towards next week. Have a great day, everybody.